In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful, all praise belongs to Allah, to whom belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. To him belongs all praise in the hereafter, and he is the All-Wise, the All-Aware. He knows whatever enters into the earth, and whatever emerges from it, and whatever descends from the sky, and whatever ascends into it, and he is the All-Merciful, the All-Forgiving. The faithless say, "The hour will never come to us." Say, "Yes, indeed, by my Lord, it will surely come to you." The knower of the unseen, not even an atom's weight escapes him, in the heavens or in the earth, nor is there anything smaller than that, nor bigger, but it is in a manifest book. That he may reward those who have faith and do righteous deeds, for such there will be forgiveness and a noble provision. But those who contend with our signs, seeking to thwart their purpose, for such is a painful punishment due to defilement. Those who have been given knowledge, see that what has been sent down to you from your Lord is the truth, and that it guides to the path of the Almighty, the All-Laudable. The faithless say, "Shall we show you a man who will inform you that when you have been totally rent to pieces, you will indeed have a new creation? Has he fabricated a lie against Allah, or is there a madness in him? Rather, those who do not believe in the hereafter languish in punishment and extreme error. Have they not regarded that which is before them and that which is behind them of the sky and the earth? If we like, we can make the earth swallow them, or let fall on them a fragment from the sky. There is indeed a sign in that for every penitent servant. Certainly we gave David a grace from us. O mountains and birds, chime in with him, and we made iron soft for him, saying, make easy coats of mail, and keep the measure in arranging the links, and act righteously. Indeed I see best what you do. And for Solomon, we subjected the wind. Its morning course was a month's journey, and its evening course was a month's journey. We made a fount of molten copper flow for him, and we placed at his service some of the jinn who would work for him by the permission of his Lord. And if any of them swerved from our command, we would make him taste the punishment of the blaze. They built for him as many temples as he wished in figures, basins like cisterns, and cauldrons fixed in the ground. O house of David, observe thanksgiving, and few of my servants are grateful. And when we decreed death for him, nothing apprised them of his death, except a worm which gnawed away at his staff. And when he fell down, the jinn realized that had they known the unseen, they would not have remained in a humiliating torment. There was certainly a sign for Sheba in their habitation. Two gardens, to the right and to the left. Eat of the provision of your Lord and give him thanks. A good land and an all-forgiving Lord. But they disregarded the path of Allah, so we unleashed upon them a violent flood, and replaced their two gardens with two gardens bearing bitter fruit, tamarisk and sparse lot trees. We requited them with that for their ingratitude. Do we requite so anyone except ingrates? We had placed between them and the towns which we had blessed hamlets prominent from the main route, and we had ordained the course through them, travel through them in safety, night and day. But they said, "Our Lord, make the stages between our journeys far apart," and they wronged themselves. So we turned them into folk tales, and caused them to disintegrate totally. There are indeed signs in that for every patient and grateful servant. Certainly Iblis had his conjecture come true about them, so they followed him, all except a part of the faithful. He had no authority over them, but that we may ascertain those who believe in the hereafter from those who are in doubt about it, and your Lord is watchful over all things. Say, invoke them whom you claim to be gods besides Allah. They do not control even an atom's weight in the heavens or the earth, nor have they any share in either of them, nor is any of them his supporter. Intercession is of no avail with him, except for those whom he permits. When fear is lifted from their hearts, they say, "What did your Lord say?" They say, "The truth," and he is the All-Exalted, the All-Great. Say, "Who provides for you from the heavens and the earth?" Say, "Allah. Indeed, either we or you are rightly guided or in manifest error." Say, you will not be questioned about our guilt, nor shall we be questioned about what you do. Say, our Lord will bring us together, then he will judge between us with justice, and he is the all-knowing judge. Say, show me those whom you associate with him as partners. No, indeed, they can never show any such partner. Rather, he is Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. We did not send you except as a bearer of good news and warner to all mankind, but most people do not know. And they say, when will this promise be fulfilled, should you be truthful? Say, your promised hour is a day that you shall neither defer nor advance by an hour. The faithless say, we will never believe in this Qur'an, nor in what was revealed before it. But if you were to see when the wrongdoers are made to stop before their Lord, casting the blame on one another, those who are abased will say to those who were arrogant, had it not been for you, we would surely have been faithful. Those who were arrogant will say to those who were abased, did we keep you from guidance after it had come to you? No, you were guilty yourselves. Those who are abased will say to those who were arrogant, rather it was your night and day plotting, when you prompted us to forswear Allah and to set up equals to him. They will hide their remorse when they cite the punishment, and we will put iron collars around the necks of the faithless. Shall they be requited except for what they used to do? We did not send a warner to any town without its affluent one saying, we indeed disbelieve in what you have been sent with. And they say, we have greater wealth and more children, and we will not be punished. Say, indeed, my Lord expands the provision for whomever he wishes, and he tightens it, but most people do not know. It is not your wealth, nor your children, that will bring you close to us in nearness, except those who have faith and act righteously. It is they for whom there will be a twofold reward for what they did, and they will be secure in lofty abodes. As for those who contend with our signs, seeking to thwart their purpose, they will be brought to the punishment. Say, indeed, my Lord expands the provision for whomever of his servants that he wishes and tightens it, and he will repay whatever you may spend, and he is the best of providers. On the day he will muster them all together, he will say to the angels, was it you that these used to worship? They will say, immaculate are you. You are our intimate, not they. Rather, they used to worship the jinn. Most of them had faith in them. Today you have no power to benefit or harm one another. And we shall say to those who did wrong, taste the punishment of the fire, which you used to deny. When our manifest signs are recited to them, they say, this is just a man who desires to keep you from what your fathers used to worship. And they say, this is nothing but a fabricated lie. The faithless say of the truth when it comes to them, this is nothing but plain magic. We did not give them any scriptures that they might have studied, nor did we send them any warner before you. Those who were before them denied the apostles, and these have not received one-tenth of what we had given them, but they denied my apostles. So how was my rebuttal? Say, I give you just a single advice, that you rise up for Allah's sake and choose, or individually, and then reflect. There is no madness in your companion. He is just a warner to you before the befalling of a severe punishment. Say, whatever reward I may have asked you is for your own good. My true reward lies only with Allah, and he is witness to all things. Say, indeed my Lord hurls the truth. He is the knower of all that is unseen. Say, the truth has come, and falsehood neither originates anything, nor does it restore anything. Say, if I go astray, my going astray is only to my own harm, and if I am rightly guided, that is because of what my Lord has revealed to me. Indeed, he is all-hearing nearmost. Were you to see when they are stricken with terror, and left without an escape, and are seized from a close quarter, they will say, we believe in it now. But how can they reach it from a far-off place? When they have already disbelieved it earlier, they shoot at the invisible from a far-off place. A barrier will be set up between them and what they long for, just as was done formerly with their counterparts. Indeed, they used to be in grave doubt.